Thanks, doggy. Thanks, doggy.
Holy snarky!
Late again, Tommy? You're pathetic.
Shut up, Richard.
Check this out. D plus.
Oh my God. I passed.
Oh man. I got a D plus. I'm gonna graduate.
I wish we'd known each other. This is a little awkward.
I'm gonna graduate. D plus.
Do I look different now that I'm a college grad?
Not really.
Apparently they give a lot fewer D pluses than D minuses. It's not a grade they like to give out, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Well, that's it for school, huh? Now what?
No idea. But for now, I'll probably go back and work at my dad's loading dock, like always. Then after that, figure it out.
I'm gonna miss you, man. You were the best.
Uh-uh. You were the best. I love all you guys. Especially you.
Oh. I'm gonna make a toast. To the best bunch of rugby freaks ever born. Sure. Maybe we weren't the smartest guys on campus.
Maybe we spent a little too much time puking off balconies.
We had fun, huh? Yeah. Now, some of us are leaving, and that is sad. But this isn't the end. No way. We're going to show this world a thing or two. We're going to show.
Richard Hayden?
Tommy.
So where's my dad? I thought he was going to meet me at the airport.
He was at the airport this morning, but you weren't on the plane.
He said he had a surprise for me.
Maybe. I guess you should have called.
I did call earlier when using the phone.
Earlier? When was that?
Later when then I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
2-4-9-5. 6-7-8.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
You know what? Don't. Not here. Not now.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors. Oh, that has to be you. Spray that thing for bugs?
Tire plant.
Shut it down last month. Hey, would you mind not eating in the car? It's kind of a rule.
Still got your GTX car, huh?
Yep. And I dropped in a 440 Magnum with a six-pack. You hang on to a car this cherry. Kind of like your suitcase.
Kind of like your suitcase. Hey, what's new with the old gang from high school?
I don't know, Tommy. I didn't really like the old gang from high school.
Hmm. Hey, the muffler plant's gone, too.
Yep. Yeah. Sounds good. Melt the chocolate inside the dash. That really ups the resale value.
I think you're going to be okay here. They have a thin candy shell.
Hmm.
Surprised you didn't know that.
I think your brain has a thick candy shell.
Your brain has the shell on it.
Are you talking?
Shut up, Richard. Rod, don't tell me the bank thinks we need to wait it out. Any business that tries to wait it out will be just that, out. In auto parts, you're either growing or you're dying. There ain't no third direction.
Tom, you're talking about a huge loan. Maybe instead of borrowing, you should take on a partner.
No. There's always has been, always will be, a family firm. My grandfather founded it in 21. My father kept it running during the Depression. My Aunt Eileen ran it when he went away to war, and someday my son will run it.
Hey, Dad.
Tommy! Yeah, I'm proud of you, Mr. Big Time College Grad, huh?
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
You're looking great, kid.
Thanks, Mr. Rittenhour. How you doing, Mr. Riley?
Oh, real good. I had a kidney removed last April, but I still have the other one.
Yeah, you remember Mr. Gilmore from the bank.
Yeah, nice to see you again, sir.
How are you?
Listen, why don't you come out on the floor with us? Here, Gilmore needs reminding of why he does business with us. Listen, Richard,
Run these figures by accounting. No problem. My fellow nerds and I will retire to the nerdery with our calculators. We should have something for you by this afternoon.
Hard hats, gentlemen.
You get hit in the head without wearing one of these, they scoop your brains out with a goddamn soup ladle.
Hey, they're alive. Over it.
Oh, son of a...
You all right, Tommy?
Yeah.
What happened?
Nothing.
Danny, how's that new son-in-law?
He's a real pain in the butt. Hey, Tommy, you're back. The way to go on that deep flush.
Hey, thanks, Danny. Looking good, man.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, man, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you? Good to see you. How you doing? Hey, Sammy.
Hey, Tommy, welcome home, buddy.
Tommy, what's up?
Lou, I got some papers I want you to sign in the office.
Hey, Louis.
Hey, Tommy.
What are you doing on the floor?
Yeah, I was going crazy on the loading dock, so your dad moved me in here.
Hey, what is this thing?
It's a buffer. I take all films that need smoothing and give them a quick zap.
Cool. Can I try one?
Help yourself.
Nice distance.
Tommy, come on, let's go.
Yes, sir. See ya.
There she is, Ron. My dream.
This, my friend, is our new brake pad division and the future of Callahan Auto.
Quite a sight, Tom.
This is awesome!
You say these brake pads are going to revolutionize the industry?
Composed of high-grade steel and graphite?
They're the goddamn Rolls Royce of brake pads, that's what they are. I get tears in my eyes just thinking about it.
Whoa!
Hey,
you're coming awful fast. How you doing?
I need fresh capital for material, for a new workforce, before I can turn these machines on.
Look out. I've got cat-like speed and reflexes.
Now, in 23 years, have I ever said no to you, huh?
Well, why say no when it feels so good to say yes?
I was checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded. Hi.
Okay, Tom, let's go.
Yes, sir.
Okay, left. Can I open my eyes now, Dad?
I told you didn't have to close them in the first place, son. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, open them up.
That's my name.
Yeah, that's your new office now, college grad. Go on in there.
Awesome. Hey, there's even a fridge. This is great. You can put 6 packs of soda in here, milk, yogurt. You can put candy bars in the freezer.
Anything that you want to keep cool.
Mr. Callahan, I need your John Hancock on these reports.
John Hancock. It's Herbie Hancock.
Yay. Richard, check out my new office.
You have a window. And why shouldn't you? You've been here 10 minutes.
Now, look, son,
these are our new catalogs. Get to know them. They're important. Richard, would you promise me you'll look after Tommy Boy here till he gets his feet wet?
Sure. And thanks for choosing me.
Now, don't forget, we're going home early today. I got another surprise for you.
Cool. Thanks, Dad.
It's called reading. Top to bottom, left to right. Group words together as a sentence. Take Tylenol for any headaches. Might offer any cramps.
Shut up.
Sake, son, will you quit covering your damn eyes?
Holy shnikes.
Is that for me?
No, son, that's for me.
Oh, man. Dad, she's like a 10.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi.
This must be Tommy. Are you Tommy?
I'm Tommy.
I'm Beverly, and you are just adorable.
Nah. Son, I got an announcement to make.
Tom, I've asked Beverly to be my wife.
Whoa! Man!
What'd she say?
It's so cool that you're getting married Saturday. So where'd you guys meet?
Here he goes. We met at that Fat Farm Spa Resort thing. Beverly was one of the trainers. In fact, she was the only one of the trainers I didn't want to plant 6 feet under a lettuce patch.
Wait till you hear this, Tommy. She's got a son.
He worked at the spa, too. I met him. He's a terrific guy. You're really going to like him. He's coming here today for the wedding.
Tommy, it sounds funny saying this, but my son is going to be your new brother.
Brother? I'm going to have a brother? I've always dreamed about having a brother.
Speak of the devil.
Oh, brother! Brother?
I'm Paul. You must be Tommy.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug.
I can't believe I have a whole new family. This is awesome.
Yeah, great.
No offense, but if I sent a picture of your mom to some of my buddies at school, she'd definitely be boner of the month.
I'm honored. So is there anything to do in this town besides eat?
Tons of stuff.
late night pitch and putt. We go to the livestock auction and cruise the 4-H babes. Throw stuff off the bridge. What do you feel like doing?
I don't know. Something a little more dangerous.
Sure. All you can handle, bro. Look at them there. Pretty maids all in a row. I want the one on the left. She's perfect. Which one you want? Huh? Huh? Okay.
Does it make a difference?
Oh, yeah. Wait a second. Is this your first time?
Yeah, Tommy, it is.
God, you're going to remember this the rest of your life. Can't believe you've never been cow tipping before. Get ready to live.
Shh, she's sleeping. What you do is you put your shoulder into her and you push.
And?
They fall over.
And this doesn't strike you as kind of dumb?
We're family. We're going to be doing lots of dumb stuff together. Wait till Christmas.
You keep your feet shoulder width apart. Stay between the udder and the hock. It's a 32 belly option on 2-on-2. Ready?
Holy shnikes!
Hey, get off my property!
Run for it! Run for it! Oh. I'll save you, brother!
I'm okay! Get away from
get
me!
Get up!
What?
I love you!
Hey, get me. My turn. Over here.
These shoes are Italian. They're worth more than your life.
Man, did I get douched with mud.
Hey, Chucko, that doesn't smell like mud.
Oh, man, that's cold. I'm a maniac, maniac on the floor. And I'm dancing like I've never danced before.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
Why?
La, 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 Luke. Luke, I am your father. Lola, 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 lola.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Look, your father wants you to check out the delay problems we're having at the loading dock. Now, I know you'd love to just sit there and keep being not slim, but we got to work a little today, okay?
That was from Star Wars.
I know.
Gee, I think I figured out the problem.
This order's going to Columbus. That's a one-day delivery, but you've got it marked down for two.
That's because it's going to Columbus, Georgia, not Columbus, Ohio. You see these letters by the city? That's called a state. What else you got, Wonder Boy?
That's pretty much it for now.
Hey, Tommy, maybe you should go back to college for another 7 years and study a globe.
Tommy Callahan?
Huh?
Michelle Brock, Chaparral High, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember. I sat next to you in history. You work here? It's so bizarre that you work here.
Come on in. Oh, and forget about RT. He's just pissed off because he recently found out what a loser he is.
What a loser he is. Hey, nice. How come we don't put the files in the file cabinets?
I don't like file cabinets.
Why not?
You have to open them. I've got my own system. Hasn't failed me yet. All the shipping orders go through me, which means I spend about half of my pathetically anal life in here. So if I couldn't do things my own way, I'd probably freak out and blow up the whole town.
Cool. Hey, remember your brother Dwayne? Whatever happened to him? We used to go to Safeway all the time and get caught trying to steal donuts.
He's a cop. He had to get a real job when my parents moved to Cuyahoga Falls.
Wow.
want one?
I'd better not. I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
How about some coffee?
I'd love some.
Man, I've got half the towns here.
You look great, Dad.
You look good, too, Tommy boy. Listen, Tommy, this marriage thing, I know it's a big step, but, you know, you see, ever since your mom died, look, Tommy, something about getting old and being alone. You know, there's something. Dad. It's cool. You know? I just want you to be happy. Yeah, I know you do. And I am, kid. I am happy, Tommy boy.
They're ready for you, sir.
Good. Well, we're ready, too. So, how do we look?
Chubby? I think that's the champagne talking.
And so these vows are held sacred from now until eternity. If there's any person who finds a reason these two should not be wed, speak now or forever hold your peace.
You kidding? Go get him, Tom!
Yeah. Now, by the powers vested in me by the state of Ohio, I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride.
But I'm refused to let you go. If I have to beg and plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
Hey, guys.
So now, look, say something to the bride and groom.
Hey, Dad and Beverly.
This is Michelle Brock, the prettiest gal in Sandusky. Michelle, say a little something into the camera.
A little something into the camera.
Sounds good, Tom, but I'd like to take a look at your operation before I commit.
Fair enough, Doug. Of course, I could get a hell of a good look at a T-bone steak by sticking my head up a bull's ass, but I'd rather take the butcher's word for it.
Bull's ass, that's great.
And you guarantee everything you sell.
You know, I could guarantee you all day long, but we both know a guarantee is only as good as the man who writes it.
Sounds good, Todd. I'll send the contract next week.
Good man, good man.
Still the best, Tom.
Eight whiskey sours and still sell the son of a bitch.
Damn, I'm good.
I just want to tell you, you really look dynamite today, Beverly.
Yeah, Tom, you are a lucky man. Boy, would I like to get some of that.
Good Lord.
Oh, God. No, listen, Richard, you got an edit button on that thing?
It'll cost you.
Come here. Come here, you little prick.
All right. Hold on a second, folks. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it works.
Listen, I want to thank you all for coming today to welcome two new Callahans to the family. My beautiful wife, Beverly, and my new son, Paul. I feel like the luckiest man in the world today. Hit it! But right now, I'm going to need you, Tommy boy, to get this place going!
Oh, for me, Dad?
Yeah, you, Tommy boy!
Get it. Dad, I really don't think... Okay.
First rocket, take it, Tommy boy!
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love me, baby, all night long.
Testify, Tommy boy, testify.
Oh, all right now.
Oh, yeah, now.
Tell me what I'll say.
Second rock of me. See the girl with the diamond ring. She knows how to twist that thing. Oh, oh.
That's right, Dad.
Hey, hey.
Come on now, Dad.
Yeah.
All right now.
The haze and the hose.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, hey, hey, ho, ho, hey, hey, ho, ho, hey, 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 hey.
Dad?
Somebody call 911!
There's not much more we can say, really. We've lost someone we love, and it hurts. Even though Tom is gone, he'll remain in our lives forever. Comforting us, making us laugh, and watching over us.
Dad gave me this boat. We'd come out here late at night when there's no one else on the lake, and then he'd be over there on the shore and he'd yell, "Quit playing with your dinghy." I'm gonna really miss him.
Your father was a great guy.
Yeah.
I'm really glad you brought me out here.
Can't believe you wanted to. Although it's pretty fun. If we had some wind. Can't believe there's no wind. You need wind because it,
helps push the sail.
Yeah.
So, what are you going to do now?
I don't know. But I got to do something. And I don't know what. Man, do I sound like an idiot.
No.
Sorry about this wind. I can't believe there isn't any wind out here. This is ridiculous.
No, it's great. It's very peaceful.
Hey, Tomo! You ain't booming!
Yeah, need a little wind here.
No, you need to drop a couple hundred pounds, Blimp.
Rascals. I guess that's your theory.
So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Hey, your sail is limp, like your dick.
What's your language in front of the lady, punk?
Jeez. You were saying?
Hey, Gilligan, did you eat the skipper?
You better pray to the god of skinny punks that this wind doesn't pick up, because I'll come over there and jam an oar up your ass.
Jeepers, creepers. Those guys keep interrupting us. I'm sorry about that. You were saying about the,
Hey, lady! Look out! There's a fat whale on your boat!
Yeah! Free Willy!
Listen up, you little spazoids! I know where you live and I've seen where you sleep. I swear to everything holy that your mothers will cry when they see what I've done to you!
I was just kidding. I have no idea where they live.
That was awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble. Zelinsky Industries has an offer on the table to buy us out. But as you realize, Callahan has been family-owned since Tommy's great-grandfather laid the first brick. And I'll be damned if that's going to change on my watch.
Frank, if we sell while our value's still high, everyone who owns stock in this company stands to make a lot of money. That, of course, includes you, Mrs. Callahan, now that you and Tommy are the primary shareholders.
It seems vulgar to think about money at a time like this.
I don't want to hear the word sell again. But, Ron, We do need that loan to keep us afloat until we figure things out.
I'm sorry, Frank. We can't do it. Tom got in way over his head when he built the new brake pad division. The bank just can't take a chance in putting up any more money. Now, let's face it. When Big Tom died, Callahan Auto may have died with him.
If this factory goes under, the whole town goes under.
And that's when the whores come in.
Here we go.
Excuse me, what was that?
Not again.
Men laying their trick money down, $20 to pay the rent. Maybe instead I'll spend it on the whore.
Frank, I really don't think we have any choice.
Maybe I can help. I'll give you everything I've got. My house, the stock. If I give you that stuff as collateral, then will you give us that loan?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
Wait a second. What are you saying, Tommy? You just want to hand over your inheritance?
Right. If it'll help get the brake pads going. My dad said the new pads were the future, Callahan.
But who's going to sell them?
I will. I'll go on my dad's sales trip.
I'll be damned.
Whores running around doing their little behind shake for the menfolk.
I kind of like her idea.
For Christ's sake. Once during the war, I visited a prostitute, and my life has been a living hell ever since.
Now, hold on a minute. Do we really want to put the future of the company in Tommy's hands?
We're running low on options here, Ted. I can hold off Zelensky for a couple of weeks. What do we got to lose?
How about the jobs of 300 people? No offense, Tommy, but you don't know the first thing about brake pads.
Hey, I know I'm probably not the answer you guys are looking for. I feel like I got to do something. You're right. I don't know much about this stuff, but he does.
Oh, no.
That's right. Richard knows more about brake pads than anyone in here. And since you were my dad's right-hand man, I say you had the rest of the year pretty much wide open.
Time out. Bad idea. I don't think anyone could help Baby Huey out there on the road.
Do you have a better suggestion?
Ugh, I can actually hear you getting fatter. What did I say about eating in the car anyway?
That's not good because it spoils your dinner?
Hey, Tommy, this is not a vacation for me. I'm out here against my will, so the least you can do is pretend to work. Okay? Now let's review.
Okay, you're right. Review time. Let's do it up. Feed me.
First, what are the three grades of Callahan brake pads?
Personal, commercial, and agricultural.
And what is our carrying charge for all the merchandise in the warehouse?
Oh, man.
1.5%.
1%. I knew that. Why can't I remember it?
Try an association. Like, let's say the average person uses 10% of their brain. How much do you use? 1.5%. The rest is clogged with malted hops and bong resin.
I gotta do this.
Are you ready?
Yeah, sorry. I'm ready. Hey, does this suit make me look fat?
No. Your face does. Okay, let's check you out. All right.
It's a clip, huh?
You sure? All right, now, it's sale time. So remember, we don't take no...
No shit from anyone.
No.
We don't take no prisoners.
We don't take no for an answer.
Oh, yeah. We don't take no for an answer. We don't take no for an answer.
No.
Okie dokie.
No.
Gotcha, thanks.
Mm-mm.
Terrific. Thanks for your time.
Let me say, maybe.
Well, then. I'd just like to add that the spectrometer readout on the nickel-cadmium alloy mix indicates a Goodrich strobe and fade, decreasing incidence of wear to the pressure plate. If you could just...
Whoa, little fella. You're not speaking my language.
What my associate is trying to say is that our new brake pads are really cool. You're not even going to believe it. Like, let's say you're driving along the road with your family, and you're driving along, la la la, woo, and then all of a sudden there's a truck tire in the middle of the road, and you hit the brakes.
Whoa, that was close.
Now let's see what happens when you're driving with the other guy's brake pads. You're driving along, and all of a sudden the kids are yelling from the back seat, I gotta go to the bathroom, Daddy. Not now, damn it. Truck tire. I can't stop. Help! There's
a cliff. And your family screaming, oh, my God, we're burning alive. No, I can't feel my legs. Here comes a meat wagon. And the medic gets out and says, oh, my God. New guy's in the corner puking his guts out.
All because you want to save a couple extra pennies. And to me, it doesn't...
Get out. Now.
Sir. Do you validate?
No.
Okay, thank you.
She's a court low.
Oh, yeah? Then guess what? Open it back up and put it in. That's your penance for the puppet show back there. And while you're at it, fill it up with gas, okay? I'm going to go ask directions to our next huge embarrassing failure.
You're a huge embarrassing failure.
What?
Not it.
Crazy. I'm crazy for the demon. Hey, Chiefy, could you tell me how far it is to Davenport?
22 miles.
Okay, I can't find it on this map.
Well, get yourself a new map.
Oh, son of a...
Well, it's got to be on the map. Davenport, I mean, because you say it's 22 miles away. And you're really smart, yet it's not on the map.
I'm picking up your sarcasm.
Well, I should hope so, because I'm laying it on pretty thick.
That's not the Illinois, which we're in. On the border of Iowa, which is where Davenport is, 22 miles away. You're in the wrong state. Get yourself a new map.
Oh. Well, that wasn't so hard, was it? Okay, how much are you for gas?
You didn't pump any.
What? Hey, why don't you pump any gas?
They're all out. They only got diesel. Better go to the next station.
What'd you do?
I'd just like to welcome you all to our annual Callahan Employee Night. I know it doesn't quite feel the same without Big Tom here, but we're still a family. So let's try and have some fun.
Hey, Mr. Rittenhour, is it true Tommy's on the road trying to save this place?
Tom's out there filling in for his dad until we get things settled here.
Are you kidding? We're all screwed. That kid's one apple that fell way off the tree.
Mommy, I want a popsicle.
Mommy, I want a popsicle. Ow! God, that hurt.
If you want to act like a baby, I'll treat you like one. Now, if you want to act like a big boy...
Mommy.
Don't call me that. It's creepy.
Come on. This is working out better than we planned. I thought it'd take a year to bleed him dry in a divorce settlement. Instead, the guy croaks. You own half the company.
Yeah, it's too bad he didn't leave me any cash. You talked to the banker?
Yeah, unfortunately, your stock isn't worth a dick until they sell the place. But that moment is rapidly approaching.
Hi, Grandpa.
Hi.
Mr. Rittenhour, Tommy, you know, doing okay.
Well, sometimes it takes a little time for a salesman to find his style.
You think he's finding one?
I hope so.
Hold on right there, honey.
I'll see you, Michelle.
Hey, see ya.
telling you, Paul, the only thing keeping us poor is Tommy.
The guy's an idiot. He won't sell squat. This is what I think of Callahan. Tommy saved the factory. That's a laugh.
I don't see any McKeesport.
The next town, tons of fun. It's gotta be there. Okay, where's Moron? Okay, Moron's here, so McKeesport.
Yeah, look, Magellan, we're at this wrinkle here.
You saw what happened. There's nothing I could do, right?
Maybe if you didn't lean over to insult me, you would have seen it coming.
Shut up, Tommy. It's not my fault.
Poor little furry thing.
I've never seen one close up before.
What are we going to do? We can't just leave it here.
Oh no, loading it up took us over an hour. Now we only got 20 minutes before Brady Automotive closes.
Yeah, but where are we going to take the deer?
I don't know, the vet.
You take dead animals to the vet?
Why not? Take you to the vet.
Yeah, I'll take you to the...
Got that?
Shut up.
He's just down the hall, sir. Last door on the left.
Thank you.
Hey, why don't you hurry?
You know that thing in the back seat? It's not an air freshener. It's a dead rotting deer carcass. We got to take care of it quick. Now, this is one of our oldest customers, so we should be in and out.
Hey, this sales thing isn't so easy. Can't just go in and out. Got to finesse them a little bit.
Hey, by finesse, do you mean sputtering out sentence fragments and lighting things on fire?
No, but it's nice to see you again, Mr. Insult. Say, have you seen Richard anywhere? Because if you do, could you ask him? I mean, since he's so good, if he might want to try selling?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Watch and learn. Of course I understand what no means. But if I took no for an answer, I'd probably wind up on a street corner selling spicy hot dogs and wearing a funny hat, right? It makes sense, doesn't it?
Look, I've been doing business with Callahan since I hung out my shingle. But I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
Mr. Brady, you and my dad go way back.
Son, I was sorry to hear about your dad. I was. But before I decide to keep my business with your place, I'd have to come by and have a look at your new operation.
Hey, I tell you what. You can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there. But wouldn't you rather take his word for it?
What? I'm failing to make the connection here, son.
No, I mean, you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a butcher's ass, but then, no, it's got to be your bull.
Wow.
Here's the deal. If I want you...
You have derailed.
Shut up, Richard.
Boy, I'm really at a loss for words here.
Forget it. I quit. I can't do this anymore, man. My head's about to explode. My whole life sucks. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. My dad just died. We just killed Bambi. I'm out here getting my ass kicked, and every time I drive down the road, I want to jerk the wheel into a goddamn bridge embankment.
We'll be in touch. That guy might not call us.
Can't believe he called me a psycho.
Hey, were you in there just now? You are a psycho. Good God. And comb your hair.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say you did much better. Thought you were so cool.
Watch and learn, he says.
Well, I was watching. Know what I saw?
It's alive! I think you tried to bite me!
No way that just happened. My car is completely destroyed.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life.
But that was awesome. But sorry about your car, man. It sucks.
We'll return to the Zielinski Family Theater after these messages.
Will you shut the window, Tommy? You're letting moths in.
No, it's hot in here.
Would you please just...
Look, it's him.
America, if you need starters, spark plugs, ball joints, gaskets, camshafts, U-joints, or rocker arms, anything that can be screwed or glued to that car or truck of yours, come see old Ray. Hey, you want a guarantee? I got a guarantee stamped on every box.
He's got really weird hair.
But more important is the guarantee that I make to the American worker. I want your truck to help you get the job done. I want your cruiser to get out there safely so you can clean up the streets. And I want your kids to be safe when you take them for a ride.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, son. The name's Zielinski. I make car parts for the American working man because that's what I am. And that's who I care about.
He seems like a nice guy.
This is the guy trying to buy the company, not to mention put you out in the street, and all you can say is, he seems like a nice guy.
He does.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Michelle, wow. I'm glad you called me back.
Yeah, things are going great.
I feel my first sale coming out real soon.
Yeah, he's here. He's just going over his car insurance forms.
Did we get any more moths in here?
Uh-huh. What? Oh, Richard's vacuuming. He's vacuuming. I don't know. I guess he's clean.
Michelle, can I call you back in a few minutes?
Thanks. I miss you. Bye.
Hey, you can't sleep with a window open. And I'm going to lay down some other rules, too.
What are you so mad about?
Are you nuts? Do you even have to ask? My car is destroyed. We haven't made one sale, which means we only have to sell about 500,000 brake pads in the next 10 days, or else the factory's going under. And the one guy that should care about all this, you, doesn't.
You know what, Richard? You don't know me as good as you think you do. I care about stuff. I'm getting better at this sales thing. Well, I'm not, but... I could if you help me.
Forget it. I got enough to do without having to change your diapers.
Richard? Is this your coat?
Don't do it.
Fat guy in a little coat. Fat guy in a little coat.
Don't.
Fat guy in a little coat. That guy in a little coat.
Take it off, dickhead. I'm serious.
Richard, what's happening? Uh-oh. Hey, good tune, man.
I don't think so.
Yeah, here
we go.
This song sucks.
Talk about lame.
Totally. You can change it if you want.
I don't care. It's up to you.
I can live with it if you can.
Suit yourself. Love with you. I was just thinking, when we stopped for gas this morning,
I think it was you who put the oil in.
Hey, if you're going to say I didn't put the right kind in, you're wrong. I used 10W30. And besides, motor oil would have nothing to do with this accident.
True. But you can't latch the hood too well if you don't take the can out, you no-selling waste of space. I swear to God, you're worthless.
I'm sorry about your car. But don't call me worthless. I'm trying my best. I'm not my dad.
That's right. You're not your dad. He could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves.
Ketchup popsicle?
Yeah. I learned everything I know from him. I didn't have a father, and he looked out for me. But you, he was your real dad, and you just took it for granted. Hey, I'm Big Tom's son. He'll fix everything, so I'm allowed to be a moron.
That's it! Get off! Get out of the car! It's go time, you and me!
Look, Mommy, the rhino's getting too close to the car.
Him too afraid to get out. He just a little guy.
That's it, big boy. I'm going to wail on you.
You're going to regret volunteering for this job, Porky.
Hey, boys and girls, it's Papa Smurf.
You don't want none of me. Think it through.
Come on, give me your best shot. I'll give you a free one. Let me have it. That's it? Come on, you can do better than that, can't you? Captain Limpress, try again. Hey, everybody, is there a window open? I feel a draft. Huh? If I wanted to kiss, I would have called your mother. Come on. Oh. That was a good one.
Hey, prehistoric forest.
I'm sorry. So sorry.
Richard, do I have a mark on my face? It really hurts.
Nope, nothing. I thought I hit you on the shoulder.
My shoulder doesn't hurt very much, but my face does. Right here. Not here or here so much, but right here.
Nope. Ship shape. Waitress, could I get that shrimp cocktail I saw in the glass case?
Yep. And you, what can I get? Jesus, what happened to your face?
I knew it. See, Richard. I'll have chicken wings.
Kitchen's closed until dinner. Just got cold stuff and desserts.
Boy, some chicken wings have really hit the spot. You sure it's closed?
Let me check. Yep, it's closed.
Okay. I'll just have a sugar packet or two. Hey, what's your name?
Helen.
That's nice. You look like a Helen.
Helen, we're both in sales. Let me tell you why I suck as a salesman. Let's say I go into some guy's office. Let's say he's even remotely interested in buying something. Well, then I get all excited. I'm like JoJo, the idiot circus boy with a pretty new pet.
The pet is my possible sale. Oh, my pretty little pet. I love you. So I stroke it, and I pet it, and I massage it. Yeah, I love it. I love my little naughty pet. You're naughty. And then I take my naughty pet and I go. Oh! I killed it! I killed my sale. That's when I blow it. But that's when people like us have got to forge ahead, Helen. Am I right?
God, you're sick. Tell you what, I'll go turn the fryers back on and throw some wings in for you.
Hey, thanks, Helen. Tummy likey. Tummy want wingy.
Did that board of the head knock something loose?
What are you talking about?
That 180 you just pulled at the waitress. Why can't you sell like that?
I was just having fun. If we didn't get the wings, so what? We still got that meat lover's pizza in the trunk.
Hey, you got the wings because you were relaxed. So you had confidence. And that's what it takes to sell. Confidence. Your dad had that. Why do you always have to deter these things?
My dad was smart. I'm not.
Very true. But there's two types of smarts. Book smarts, which waved bye-bye to you long ago. And there's street smart, the ability to read people. And you know how to do that, just like your dad. He was the best at knowing what people wanted to hear and what people needed to hear. That's what selling is all about. In a way, these people are buying you, not just brake pads.
Hey, everybody, it's Tony Robbins.
Maybe you're right, Richard.
I think I am. Holy Lord, look at this guy. Caught him right after Thanksgiving feast.
Oh, nice, Richard.
God, I need a pooper scooper.
I like your line. I like your prices. There's a problem.
There's no guarantee on the box.
Heck, if something breaks down, you can call me, even if I'm home watching TV.
Callahan has guaranteed every part sold since 1925.
Maybe so, but it's not on the box. It should always be on the box, comforting you, calling out, I'm good. I'll never let you down. But if I do, I'm going to make things all better.
Our brake pads are made with a non-corrosive poly-plated...
Son, if you're not talking about a guarantee, skip it. My customers need to see that little label looking them right in the eye.
Hey, you can get a good look at your butcher.
No.
What?
Remember, chicken wings.
Chicken wings?
All right, you want to talk about guarantees, then...
Fellas, you just ran out of time. Chicken wings...
Let's think about this for a sec, Ted. Why would somebody put a guarantee on a box? Very interesting.
Go on, I'm listening.
Here's the way I see it, Ted. Guy puts a fancy guarantee on a box because he wants you to feel all warm and toasty inside.
Yeah, makes a man feel good.
Of course it does. Why shouldn't it? You figure you put that little box under your pillow at night, the guarantee fairy might come by and leave a quarter. Am I right, Ted?
What's your point?
The point is, how do you know the fairy isn't a crazy glue snipper? Build a model airplane, says the little fairy. Well, we're not buying it. He sneaks into your house once, that's all it takes. Next thing you know, there's money missing off the dresser and your daughter's knocked up. I've seen it 100 times.
But why do they put a guarantee on the box, then?
Because they know all they sold you was a guaranteed piece of shit. That's all it is, isn't it? Hey, if you want me to take a dump in a box and mark it guaranteed, I will. I got spare time. But for now, for your customer's sake, for your daughter's sake, you might want to think about buying a quality product from me.
Okay, I'll buy from you.
Alex!
What?
He's made one deal, Paul. It's not the end of the world.
What would be good for us? We want to sell the factory. They're not going to sell the factory as long as Tommy keeps making sales.
Why don't you come to bed?
I got it. What does every factory need? Trucks. They make stuff, they've got to ship it. It's a must. See? It's all very simple, really. Stop the trucks, stop Tommy Boy.
Celebrate our first victory.
Look, we got lucky. Don't jinx it.
We only have a week left before the loan's due.
Now, I've got to finish figuring out our trip tonight so we can jam out early.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You work out all the scientific stuff, I'll go out and get a pizza. The only thing I need to figure out is whether they get Chicago style or a thin crust.
The salesman has left the building.
See you in a little bit.
Mamacita. Hi.
Hi.
Tommy, scram. Don't give her the weight room thing.
You know where the weight room is? I'll check it out.
Sorry.
Idiot.
Oh, daddy-like. You get wet, honey. You deserve a swim. Now take off that itchy robe. Nobody's around. It's naughty time. Oh, for the love of God, I've been patient. Please don't stop. You've been on the road.
Oh, those are real.
No one's looking.
Speaking of no one's looking.
Bad girl.
Ah, thank you.
I'm back.
Richard, what were you doing?
Going over some documents.
Where are they? Geez, I don't see them.
They're in my briefcase. I thought you were getting pizza.
They were closed. How could you be reading documents when they're in your briefcase?
That's a mystery.
Richard, were you watching Spank Revision?
Okay, then, let's hit it.
Maybe you were watching a movie with that funny comedian. Oh, what's his name? Buddy Wackett?
All right, then, let's get some shut-eye.
Hey, that's a pretty girl down there.
Good for her.
Geez, I wonder if she goes out with one of the Yankees.
Couldn't tell you.
Big day tomorrow. I hope we can keep this momentum going.
Yep, that'd be good.
Richard, who's your favorite little rascal? Alfalfa? Or is it Spanky? Sinner.
Yes. Oh, my.
Yes, I like what I hear.
Yes, sounds good. By the way, did you ever eat paint chips as a kid?
Oh! Son of a... I'm okay.
A 1,000 units to Oshkosh? Tommy, that's fabulous. Your dad never sold 1,000 in Oshkosh. Not since I've been here.
Tinkle so bad in all my life. What the? Richard, you're all right! Stop the car! Son of a... What the hell's gotten into you? My thing got stuck in my zipper. I got piss all over my pants.
There you are. While I was waiting, I thought I'd make a couple calls.
Okay, Mom. I'll call you later, then. Bye-bye.
What do you want?
Oh, I just wanted to tell you that Tommy's been talking a lot about you recently, and, well, I thought you might want to know that.
God, he's so sweet. You have no idea how much it means having you and your mom as family. He says the sweetest things about her.
Well, everything he does is sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So, when does Sweetie get back?
This Friday, which is great, because we're backed up on orders as it is. He's turned into the selling machine.
Well, between that and the sweetness, I'd say hang on to it. I gotta go.
Yes, sir, I can have that for you tomorrow. Well, that'd be great. Thank you, sir.
Happy!
Yes!
I think you're sleeping.
Housekeeping?
Come back in an hour.
Housekeeping, you want towels?
Towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want me for a pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
Oh, it's you.
Good morning, sunshine. Hey, guess what? I just called Autotech, and they decided to make an order. So according to my calculations, that puts us over the mark.
We did it?
We did it.
Yes! Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Yikes.
Don't run away from your feelings.
Something went haywire down in shipping and receiving. Your shipments got screwed up in the computer. The wrong parts went to the wrong cities. Now all hell is broken loose.
I don't believe this.
Okay, so we call everyone and explain what happened.
Half the orders have already been canceled.
What?
They think it's an indication of how things work around here. The real problem is that we won't be able to make the payment to the bank.
It's like a bad Twilight Zone. I think I'm growing a tumor.
Look, we talked to the bank. Maybe they'll give us a break. Hell, we've been doing business with them for 23 years.
Tommy, it's all over. You made a valiant effort, but we're going to have to sell to Zelensky. I'm flying to Chicago to sign over the company.
What's going to happen to the factory?
He's going to shut it down. Zelensky doesn't care about our workers. He wants the Callahan name. That's all.
Did anyone see scanners?
The bottom line is, by 6 p.m. tomorrow, we'll all be unemployed.
Don't say anything, okay? I know I've ruined your entire life and you hate me, so let me just pack my things and I'll go crawl into a dark hole for a few years.
Hi.
So do you hate me?
I just don't get it. I guaranteed overnight delivery. I mean, we faxed you our shipping addresses, didn't we?
Yes, and they were right when I put them into my computer, I swear.
How could... Oh, man, this was so big.
I know it was big, but it wasn't my fault.
Why can't you put your files in the file cabinets like everybody else, huh? I mean, maybe if you weren't such a rebel, you could avoid...
Well, don't worry, because I've quit, so you won't have to put up with anything anymore.
Hey, Michelle, wait. Come on, please.
Thanks. Have a good flight. May I help you?
Hi, I called about a ticket to Cuyahoga Falls. Her name's Brock.
Right. That flight's going through Columbus. Let me just call that up for you.
Excuse me. Hello, is Detective Dwayne Brock on duty today?
This town doesn't even know what's about to hit it.
Fish in a barrel, my friend. Town's a fish, people are the barrel. Fish in a barrel.
What's wrong with you, Richard? You can't drink in a car. Don't you know we can get busted for that?
I'm sorry, I did not know that. But right now we got a bigger problem.
That is?
Beer's coming back up.
Oh, Lord!
Here we
go.
God damn it, Richard. The whole car smells like beer. They're never going to believe I wasn't drinking. Hold on.
Oh, what are you doing?
I got an idea.
What the hell?
When I stop the car, I'll run out screaming.
No problem.
Little trick my dad taught me. Everywhere! God, they're huge! They're ripping my flesh off!
Son, roll around! Do you hear me? Roll around on the ground!
Forget that! I'm starting to swell up!
Save yourself! Don't be the hero!
Frank, I'm allergic to bees.
Me too!
They're huge and they're sting crazy!
We'll come back later and check on you!
Get away! Save yourself!
Your firearms are useless against them! Get away!
Holy shnikes, it worked.
I just barfed on an anthill.
Cool.
Whoa, I think they're pissed.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Ugh, doesn't look like the answer. I don't remember eating that.
No, Zelensky. We go to Chicago. Tell him we're not for sale. He seems like a good guy on TV. He'll understand.
You are dreaming. You can't stop him. You lost your shares in the bank, remember?
What the hell? In less than 24 hours, I lose the factory anyway. So why not give it a shot?
Chicago?
Chicago.
Hey! Hey, you can't bark here!
Keep it!
Hey! Hey, where are you going?
Leave me a message and I'll get back to you. Thanks.
Hi, Michelle? This is Tommy. Listen, I'm sorry about what I said. I was being an idiot. I want to apologize, cuz I didn't mean it. Anyway, Richard and I are going to Chicago to straighten things out.
The next flight to Chicago boards in 5 minutes, but I'm sorry, it's completely sold out. I can put you on another one at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Lady, we really need to get to Chicago. It's an emergency. Is there anything you can do?
I can put you in at Salt Lake City by 4, and there's another flight...
I don't have time to go through another city. I need a direct flight to Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can reserve you a flight coming back from Chicago at 5:55. Does that help?
Hi, I'm Earth. Have we met?
I don't think so.
So I'll talk to you later? Okay, bye.
We're screwed. No tickets to Chicago, not even standby.
There's got
to
be something we can do. Wait a minute. You got any money? Because I got a plan.
Yikes. We're going to get busted. Let's get out of here.
Too late. Hey, guess who's here? What are we serving tonight? Chicken or chicken?
What a nice surprise. They said we were going to be shorthanded this leg. You two take coach. Oh, and could you handle the announcement?
Okie dokie. No problemo.
We're going to know we're bogus.
Relax. You get on the horn, I'll throw some peanuts at him. We'll be in Chicago before you know it.
Okay, folks. The guy in front of you is Tommy. He'll be taking you through my little spiel here. Tommy is a Scorpio. He likes biking, and he's never been laid. Exits. Okay, there's one back here. And there's probably one over by the wing somewhere, usually. And what about seat belts? Too fastened. Take the little end and stick it in the big end, and you know what? If you guys don't know how to use a seat belt, just ring your call button, and Tommy will come back there and hit you on the head with a tack hammer because you're a retard. Okay, and life preservers. These, we may need. Although, what are the odds of us actually hitting a lake? My money says, if anything, it's going to be a mountain. To inflate, put it around your neck and yank down on the tab.
Stop! Stop! Please.
I can't breathe! He's a big dumb animal, isn't he, folks?
Folks, we're making our final approach into Chicago.
Ma'am, you still alive? Ma'am, there's a half-hour time limit.
Oh, ay caramba.
Okay, now, running out of time, so you can't go see Zelensky like that. Now go change.
I'm fine now.
What are you doing?
I'm nervous, so I'm sweating.
Yeah, well, you're gonna smell like a cab driver. Not to say that that's bad.
I want to be fresh for the meeting.
Well, you look good. Are you ready?
Ready or not, this is crunch time. 5:25, that's it! Oh! Son of a... That's gonna leave a mark.
Whoa, look at this place.
Welcome to the pros.
No way, it's him! There he is, my friend, the king himself.
Let's do it. It's go time.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. You check the elevators, I'll check the bank.
Where is he?
Listen up! This will only take a second! Is anybody...
Oh, jeez.
Wow, what's going on out here?
Walk slow.
Okay, why?
Nothing.
Am I consorting with a known felon?
Shut up, Richard.
Hey, Mom! It's the guy who robbed the bank!
I didn't rob any bank.
Oh, yeah, right. Like it was some other real fat guy with a tiny head.
I got a tiny head?
Zelensky.
Say something.
Mr. Zelensky? I'm Tommy Callahan, Big Tom Callahan's son.
Sorry to hear about your dad. He was a good man. Went a little heavy on the pine tree perfume there, kid.
Sir, it's a taxicab air freshener.
Great, you've pinpointed it. Step two is washing it off.
Sir, what exactly happened here?
He came out of the shadows behind me. And after he hit me many, many times on the head with a hammer, I had to give him my gun. You know, I've got kids, huh?
So as more details emerge on this attempted bank robbery, Action 8 will be there.
But the Callahan factory's been in my family for 70 years. You can't just shut it down.
Son, you gotta look at it from my point of view. Callahan's a premium name. That's what I'm buying. I can make the parts in one of my factories, put them in a Callahan box, and sell them in my stores at a premium price. Why keep your factory going when all I want's the goddamn box?
I'll tell you why, because there's a town involved here. Callahan factory's the only thing keeping it alive.
Look, believe it or not, I'm providing a service. I'm thinning the corporate herd. You've seen that, Kari. The weaker animals always go. Sure, the kids climb when you tie old tiger to a tree and shoot him. But that's life. America's in a state of renewal. We gotta have the strength to tie a few factories to a tree and bash them with a shovel. Meanwhile, if I can grab your share of the market, put a little coin in my pocket by being the asshole, well, what the hell, know what I mean?
Boy, you sure are different in your TV commercials.
What the American public doesn't know is what makes them the American public, all right? Gad, I love that. Hell, folks, believe me when I tell them. We're not just building automotive components here. We're adding horsepower to American industry.
Say one word to anyone and I will kill you. Do you understand me? It looks real.
Yeah, television's been good to me, son. I make car parts for the American working man because that's what I am, and that's who I care about. Truth is, I make car parts for the American working man because I'm a hell of a salesman and he doesn't know any better. Well, son, since you're no longer a shareholder, this is where I leave you. Don't feel bad. This chain of events was set in motion a long, long time ago. You and your bald-headed friend here, you did what you could. That's commendable. Marty, have security see these boys out. Mrs. Callahan.
Sir.
Hey, sir. Rest your trip in on the
back. What's my family doing in there?
I thought they were on my side.
They had a lot to gain if the factory was sold.
Boy, did I screw up. My so-called family deserted me. Michelle's mad at me. I lost the factory, the town's going under, and I'm out of a job. Could have done without that.
Jeez, I'm an idiot.
Boy, I sure let my dad down.
Hey, you tried as hard as you could. When we first started out, I thought you'd just walk through this like you walked through everything else, but you didn't. Your dad would have been proud of you. And you got a friend out of it. Now, I know it doesn't matter because you have so many, but I don't.
Thanks, man.
Tommy!
Michelle!
Don't tell her about my hair.
Let it go.
God, I was worried I wouldn't find you.
Hi, what are you doing here?
I got your message. Okay, I was at the airport, I was going home, and I saw your stepbrother and your stepmother, and he was kissing her.
So?
With his tongue.
Oh!
He's doing his mommy?
She's not his mom, they're married. They were lying to your dad the whole time. My brother got his police report, see?
They lied to my dad?
They're con artists, they suckered him.
They lied to my dad. Richard, I'm going to need your watch. I've got a plan. Yikes.
Folks, Mr. Zielinski gave us specific instructions to bar you from the building.
Sorry, boys. Hopefully we'll just be in and out.
My God, he's wired.
And no cops. Wouldn't want things to get messy.
Now what?
Well, it's 6 o'clock. Time for the news.
Excuse me!
Miss?
Oh, God.
Done this before?
Thank you, Marty.
My, your hands move quickly.
Only when I see something I want, Mrs. Callahan.
Just doesn't seem right.
Hi, got a second? What the hell's going on here?
Oh, my God, we're going to die.
Tommy, what are you doing?
Hi, Ted, that's right.
Excuse me, Marty.
Okay, we're live.
We now switch live to our reporter who's at the scene with the bomber.
This is Nicole Taylor.
Hey, look!
Chicago.
It's Tommy!
That man who said he strapped a bomb...
Nicole, I've got something to say. Please. May I? Hi, this is Tommy Callahan here with Mr. Ray Zielinski, American Auto Parts King.
Honey? Look at this human bomb on the news.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I buy brake pads off him. I thought we were watching cartoons.
Mr. Zielinski, for years you've been putting ads on TV. And they always end up with you saying, I make car parts for... How does it go?
I make car parts for the American working man because that's what I am and that's who I care about. That's why I'm here, Ray. You see,
Back in Sandusky, Ohio, there are 300 American workers at Callahan Auto. We make the best parts money can buy. And right now, those workers are in danger of losing their jobs.
And they're praying that somebody's going to step up and help them.
Is that why you've strapped a bomb to your chest?
Oh, this isn't a bomb. These are road flares.
Road flares? Did you live under power lines as a kid or something?
Why?
You guys want this or American Gladiators?
Anyway.
Gladiators.
So do you think Zelensky Industries can help these folks?
I'll be happy to look into it.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking my head up a bull's ass, but I'd rather take the butcher's word for it.
Am I just severely wasted, or does Tommy look bloated?
No, it's TV, man. Camera adds a couple hundred pounds.
Huh. Ray, we're not looking for a handout here. I'm offering you a great deal. This is an order for 500,000 Callahan brake pads to be sold in your stores. Made by the American working man, for the American working man.
Well, absolutely. It would be my great pleasure. I mean, what have I got to lose? A great American product, right?
I don't believe it. Tommy just sold 500,000 brake pads.
Tommy just sold 500,000 brake pads!
What difference does it make? The company's going to be mine in 10 minutes anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Zelensky?
Thank you. Thank you, Tommy boy, and thank you. And remember, you can pick up these great brake pads from Callahan Auto. All my Zelensky Auto Parts outlets all over North America.
For the moment, it looks like a tragedy has been averted and a town has been saved. For Action News, I'm Nicole Taylor with Blue Live. Okay, we're out of here.
Wait a minute, fat boy. You lost your shares to the bank. You don't even have a right to be here.
Gee, funny you should bring that up. Because I'm not sure that you have the right to be here.
What have we got here? Oh, my God, it's a police report.
What's all this about?
Let's see. Paul Barish, married May 1993 to Beverly Barish, a.k.a. Beverly Burns. Richard, how could Beverly be married to Paul and my dad at the same time? Interesting.
Yeah, it's provocative.
What I think it means is your marriage to my dad was never legal.
Which also means that Beverly's share still belonged to Tommy. Isn't that right, Mr. Rittenhour?
Yes, I believe that's right, Mr. Riley.
I say that's right, Mr. Gilmore.
Oh, absolutely.
And let me guess, you're not going to be selling me the company now, are you, Tommy boy?
No, sir.
Ray, I have no idea what they're talking about.
That's it.
I'm not going to take this.
Uh-uh. It's not over yet, Lee Harvey.
Let's see. Warrants outstanding. New Mexico. Mail fraud. Colorado. Wire fraud. And coming soon to Ohio, computer fraud.
Get him!
Don't let him leave the complex, Marty.
Hey! Hey, you forgot your wife!
Screw you!
Screw all of you!
Crash test in progress.
Not good.
Hit the brakes!
Oof. That will ruin his weekend.
Well, kid, you threw one by me. Savor the flavor, because it sure as hell won't happen again. In the meantime, good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
Marty, got a check to Callahan Auto for those brake pads.
Yes, sir.
And you. All this excitement around here, I kind of got a little hungry. Want to step over to my club and we'll grab something to eat?
Thank you. I'd like that.
Good. Marty, find out where the police will be taking them. Send over a bottle of bubbly with a bucket of ice in a card. Have it say, tough break, get drunk on me. Use the bucket of ice down your marbles, here's Z.
Well, Mr. Callahan, looks like we're back in business.
Yes, sir, Mr. Rittenhour.
That's great, Tommy.
Just great, Tommy.
Thanks.
Way to go, Tommy Callahan.
Oh, that was pathetic.
Shut up, Richard. It's a very proud day for me. I want to introduce you to the new president of Callahan Auto, Tom Callahan Jr. Tommy, will you say something?
Well, ever since I was a kid, you people have been like a family to me.
Lewis, we built our first fort together. And Danny, remember when we used to burn ants with a magnifying glass? RT, I lost my virginity to your daughter, for crying out loud. Rob, you were there. Anyway, I just want you to know that as long as I'm around, I'm going to bust my butt and make sure that every last one of you always has a job right here at Callahan.
Dad, got a little problem here. I've been stuck out here for an hour with no wind again. I'm supposed to be at Michelle's for dinner. So if you could give me a little help, I'd appreciate it. If not, don't worry about it. I'm trying to do everything I think you'd be doing. And so far, it's going pretty good. I just want to tell you that I still love you, and I sure miss you a lot.
Gonna leave a mark.